Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Monday, March 20th, 2023. And today I am covering paranormal news. As always, you can find all episodes of the show, along with links to social media, ways to contact me, and ways to support the show at the podcast page. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SalSido paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from y'all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. So, let's see here. Thank you all for listening, of course, as always. Excuse me, whether you listen to the live streams or the podcast or YouTube feeds. And let's see here. So I think that covers all of that. And now I think I can get to the stories here. So let me get to the links. Okay. So this first story is from, let's see here, DailyTribune.com, and this title of this article says, "Ghost hunters get okay to do tours at Orson Starr House in Royal Oak," and this is actually here in Michigan. So. This is, so there's, talks about the Royal Oak City Commissioners giving a paranormal investigation group the permission. Apparently they have to get permission, I'm guessing because of the ownership of the place itself, to do ghost tours for the city's historical Orson Starr House Museum. So, and I'm always kind of torn on these tours because if the money will help keep the place up, that's good. But also, I think there has to be a balance as well in terms of how the people that are investigating are talking to whoever is there or whatever is there and treating them. And, of course, it's hard to tell how that's going through an article, so this is no disrespect toward anyone of the investigators there that are mentioned in this article here. It says this new group, it's called Flyer Paranormal, which is in Livingston County. Apparently they were hired by the Royal Oak Historical Commission with the city commission's consent to go do tours for the first time last year and got permission again to do them this year. So that's always a good thing in a way. Says that there's enough stories of experiences that have happened in the place to warrant such tours and to draw plenty of ticket buyers, it says here. It says that Alexandra, I'll just use the first name, who is chair of the city historical commission, said she's somewhat skeptical of the things that go on there, but apparently she had experiences there that have made her more open to the possibility of paranormal activity at the house. Let me see here. I'm hearing sound. Let me just check on that. But, okay. Just a quick note for everyone that's here. Make sure you have a line through your microphone icon on whatever screen you're using, as I always say. And we should be all set. Thank you all for being here, like I said. But anyway, looks like we should be good now. But yeah, thank you all for being here. All right, so getting back to this article here. Wrong box. There we go. So, let's see. Apparently, Alexandra has been in the home, the museum many times, and said that she's, the article says she oversaw last year's tours. Apparently, the tours usually last until around 2 in the morning, and she gives the tourists that go through the place the history of the house, including odd experiences that she and others have had there, which is some of my favorite stuff there, really, when you have the mix of the... You get to hear about the actual history of the place, but then also anything that has happened that may be connected to that history. She says apparently she's heard footsteps going up the stairs to the upstairs when she was there alone. And apparently she's had something catch her hair. I'm wondering where she was at when that happened. If it was near a wall, then there are things that could catch, especially in older houses. But apparently she's also heard sounds of knocking. And so, yeah, sounds like some interesting experiences there. Apparently, Alexandra is in the house at least once a week. And many times she's alone, doing cleaning there. And, doors have been opened that, Alexandra said that she knew were locked, including, one on a display case on the second, story. And then the refrigerator door, also was open. So, this, apparently there was a cabin on the property before the house was built. Orson Starr had a cabin there. Apparently that's the name of the person that had the place constructed. It says that, at one point the cabin before the house was finished, let's see here, it talks more about the history here. So going further in, goes into more of the history of the place, and let's see here. It talks about more paranormal things here as far as ghost stories, and just in the paranormal in general. So I think I'll let you all read the rest of this and check it out for yourselves. And we'll move on to the next article here. So, but yeah, I'm always interested when I hear about these different tours that take place. And I just always hope that the group that's doing the investigating is keeps in mind, you know, that it's always best and right to be kind to everyone, really, not just the people that they can see, but maybe the ones that they can't. So, yeah. So yeah, thank you all for being here. I see you all there, and no worries there, Fred. Welcome to the live stream listening. Thank you. And, yeah, no worries. It's, I know it's different. It's not just like a, YouTube thing or anything like that. So, let's see here. So yeah, thank you all for being here. I was actually a little bit late myself, Fred, so no worries. All right. So this next article says here, it's from klaw.com, and the title of this one says, "Look Inside Oklahoma's Most Infamous and Haunted Playhouse." That's Logan. They're walking behind the blinds by the window. it says here, that's my cat, says here that this, so this is a theater, basically. It's well known for being having paranormal activity, and it's, of course, its history. It's actually set above a fire station, and it's been a number of different places. Let me see here. So this place has been, it's in the small town of Hobart, Oklahoma, and, The theater is called the Shortgrass Playhouse, and the spirit that's said to be there is, then his name is Charles R. Savage. Apparently, his tombstone was found on the property. Let's see here. This article has some pictures and videos, so I definitely recommend checking it out. Gives the location of this playhouse, and it's above this fire station, as I said. The building, it says here in the article, has been a number of different things. It was used for a funeral home as well. The building, it says, where the playhouse is located, was originally built around 1912. Served as a city hall for a while before changing again. And now it's the fire department with the theater upstairs. And with the remodeling of the property, this tombstone was found. And it read the name of Charles, and it said November 15th, 1881, to November 4th, 1918. Logan says hello also, apparently. Says that, and so a lot of the people that visit the place say that that's why they think the spirit is that of Charles Savage. I'm sorry, it's not R. Savage, it's Charles D. Savage, I guess. Either way. Says that, and of course he's known as Charlie for short, as far as the apparition goes. He's known to be very mischievous, but friendly. Or at least there aren't any stories told about anything dangerous. So, apparently this apparition has been seen and heard. So apparently they're seeing an apparition of a man by several people, including employees, guests, and paranormal investigators. Apparently he likes to play tricks on people and has been known to make noises and move items around. So, says one of the craziest stories about this apparition involves a silhouette on one of the walls on the playhouse, and it looks like a human figure, and it's been painted over, but it always seems to come back. That to me is amazing when you hear about that in places, whether it's a, I've never heard of a silhouette. Usually when you hear about things on walls or floors coming back, it's a handprint or in some of the more, I guess you could say, grotesque or graphic situations, it's blood. Blood stains, that kind of thing. But, and then they'll be cleaned up and or painted over or floored, whatever, things will be, you know, people will try to fix them and they'll just reappear again. And I always wonder how that works. So let's see here. It says there's been other sightings at this short grass playhouse. Other people, so other than Charlie, apparently. Some people have reported hearing and seeing the ghosts of children, including one of the firefighters. It says firefighters there. That's a typo. So, let's see here. It goes into more detail about some of the other, the history of the place, and the, then, let's see here. It talks about the current, schedules and everything, so. Neat article there, and it has another article that starts right below that, more paranormal stuff. So, definitely check that one out. And, so let's check on the chat again. And, so yeah, it seems like so many theaters are always said to be haunted. I would love to know more about a theater that is said not to be haunted. But, just to see if there is such a thing. I'm guessing there probably is, but you just don't hear about it. Or there's not, and people just don't talk about the ones that are, that they don't, because they don't want to, which I understand in a way too. So, let's see here. All right. So, moving on to the next article here. This is the last of the articles that were left over from the last news show. And I saw this and I had to laugh at first because I guess you'll see why here in a second. This is from NewYorkUpstate.com. It says, Upstate New York mansion rumored to be haunted. completely transformed after stunning renovations. Now, just a little, maybe something that some people are aware of already that are into this stuff. Renovations can stir up activity quite a bit. So this place is in Camden, New York. And it's gone through a lot of remodeling. It says that in 2015, Casey Cook bought the W.H. Dorrance house. And the place is named after William H. Dorrance. And so it's been renovated back to a usable living space. So it says that for years, as a kid, Cook walked by the house every day and watching as it sort of started to fall apart. And now it's almost completely fixed, including a new porch. The pictures in this article are amazing. I definitely recommend checking it out. It says that Cook has an obsession with the Victorian style houses and always wanted to buy one. And apparently while renovations were underway, the original blueprints were found within the walls. And apparently it was the original builder's blueprints from 1873. So apparently they've since been secured in acid-free sheets, plastic sheets. And but you can basically see, according to the blueprints, how the house has been changed. So, talks more about the house. And so Cook is still renovating the place, and people are still telling her about the house. Apparently it was originally built in 1880, and so let me see here. And it's listed as a historic place in the National Register of Historic Places. And of course there's images of handprints from 2013 that are said to be proof that the place is haunted. So there's reports there that have been 4 deaths in the house, but the handprints on the window that circulated on the internet were from kids who broke in. So that's the thing you never know about. About any kind of evidence, you never know how exactly it got there. Doesn't always mean, when you find that things that are strange, doesn't always mean that it's paranormal, unfortunately. So let's see here. And so yeah, that's talking about apparently people that have visited. Let's see here. So it goes into other locations, so apparently this is more about other locations being haunted than actual activity there. Looking at the rest of this article here. So, but I wouldn't be surprised if there is more to come out of this, even if maybe it's later, about activity there. Unless maybe if there's anyone there that's a spirit of any kind. Maybe, you never know, they could like the way that the house is being brought back to life, so maybe there's not any activity there. But just a good example of how things can happen that can then make their way around the web, and might not be what you think it is. So, because I didn't catch that part in the article, and so, anyway. That happens. Let's see here. Moving on to the next article. Common in old houses. Yep. So this next article is from KIII TV. www.thecitycommission.com, and it says, the title says, spooky season comes early to the USS Lexington as they host paranormal event. So this is something that I remember seeing a lot more on TV in terms of different ghost hunters investigating actual battleships and just military ships. And this is about an event that's taking place where people are going to stay overnight on this event and then have a tour of the place the next day. So doesn't really go into a ton of detail. Says that some members of the staff there have had experiences. Apparently, the marketing director, Samantha, says, let's see here. So, apparently walked into a room and, let me see here. I'm having a hard time keeping track of what they're saying here. Got chills after being in a room because they heard something there. And, even though she knew she was by herself. Other people have said that they've heard things, and seen things, or they've felt like they were touched by someone. So, apparently there's activity going on there that multiple people have, reported. And it mentions the price of the event and what you get, which is place to sleep overnight, breakfast in the morning, and a chance to tour the ship the next day. So, but these ships to me are always amazing because it's basically an object that's floating with water all around you, and you've got machinery making all kinds of noise, and you've got a lot of tension there with all the people that are trying to keep the thing running just right. And that's not even counting if it goes into any kind of a dangerous situation, whether it's combat or otherwise. So I've seen that on more than a few different ships, featured on different shows on TV. And while everyone that has heard the show knows my position on the paranormal reality shows, I don't doubt that those ships can have activity in them because of all the energy and the emotions that were going on that those people experienced while they were trying to run them. So I just wanted to share that article. And so moving on to the next one here. Let's see here. I think I have time for one more. And then we'll stop for today. And, so let's see here. Alright. This one is from, KNUE.com. And this one says, this hotel is allegedly one of the most haunted places in Texas. And this is in Mineral Wells, Texas. This is the Baker Hotel, which has made its rounds on different paranormal, kind of paranormal true ghost story shows. And that's one of those places I wouldn't mind visiting someday. It opened, let me see here, just prior to the great market crash of 1929. And, so let's see here. It actually thrived even with the Great Depression going on for a while during the 30s and 40s. And there was a military base nearby that, said to be partly responsible for that, for them actually being, doing as well as it did. But also there was, it was visited by a lot of celebrities. They mentioned some here. Of course, unfortunately, eventually things started to go downhill during the 1950s for many reasons. And then there's gets into the paranormal here. According to rumors, there have been dozens of spirits that were thought to have stayed there. And apparently claims have also been made that the ghosts of Bonnie and Clyde still reside in one of the rooms. That's interesting. So the most famous of these stories involves a lady in white. So that's the common thing that is seen. And apparently the Baker Hotel now is preparing to be renovated. It's being renovated. And so apparently they're getting ready to get back into business, which would be really amazing to go there. And let's see here. So yeah, just if you ever want to look, find some stories about a haunted hotel, another haunted hotel, there are so many. This might be a place for you to check out. So I think that's where I'm going to end it today, since started a little bit late. And I'll save the other articles for next time, and we'll go from there. So thank you all for listening, and I'll be back tomorrow with true paranormal stories from the web on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care, everyone.